And down through the ages, modes of transport have changed from Shank's pony to real ponies and from petrol and diesel through to electric and hydrogen cars. Today, well-known Beachmere author, historian and guide will turn the pages on the history of Beachmere with a story of transport in the area. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Today I thought we'd talk about Clayton's bus service that operated from Beachmere. The story can be found in Beachmere Then and Now, page 50-51. So please have a look at it. There's some great photos. Our old postmaster, Mr. Girling, owned the Beachmere bus service before Mr. Clayton took it on in February 1956. Before that, children rode horses from Beachmere to school in Caboolture, or rode their bicycles to Caboolture Railway Station to catch the train to Brisbane. The Queensland Omnibus and Coach Society records show that the authorities granted Lee Clayton one additional trip per week between Beachmere and Caboolture Railway Station. The Clayton Bus Depot entrance was in Progress Avenue and it shared a dual frontage with Beachmere Road. There was a tennis court on site and the Villas complex is there now. The buses were crewed by locals Lee with his wife Gwen, Ken Turner, Sydney James, Jim Hardy, Alvie Cecil, George Woods and Alan Brownie Brown, plus others. The two school buses did a run from each end of town. They'd meet up at the corner of Biggs and Main, where the high school and primary school kids would swap buses. Each bus would pick up along Beachmere Road. Sometimes Mr. Clayton had to use his coach for the school run. It had air conditioning and air suspension. Everyone loved being picked up in that coach. Locals also nicknamed the coaches. There was Sandpiper and Beachcomber, to name a few. The school bus came back into town every morning at 11 a.m. with the mail pickup from Caboolture. The folk would gather outside the post office waiting for them to hand the mail out. There was no mail delivery service back then, and it was quite a social event, a real get-together for the town folk. There was in the fleet an old semi-trailer bus known as the Workers' Bus. It was originally owned by Rex Cropp, who sold it to Lee in 1970. It left around 6 a.m. every morning for Caboolture, taking workers to the sawmill, the council depot and the train station. Beside transporting workers, buses were used to transport school children between surrounding areas to Caboolture State High School, as it was the only school that had classes up to grade 12. The buses were eventually sold to Lee Clayton for his fleet, and these buses were originally built for Trans-Australian Airlines, TAA, back in the old days, in 1960s, to transport plane passengers from Brisbane City to the Brisbane Airport. People will remember the floods of 1974 when most of southeast Queensland was inundated, as was Beachmere. The road from Beachmere to Caboolture was closed for around 2 weeks. There was no Peel Road back then. Food supplies in the town were becoming low, so Mr. Clayton took one of his buses into Caboolture through the floodwaters, working with the low tides, for a supply run during that second week to help out the locals. You can find a story and photos of Lee Clayton sitting on his Indian motorcycle in the same book, on page 172-73, and well worth a read. Like most folk of his time, he could turn his hand to many things. He was a qualified buttermaker, an athlete, and he also served in the war as a gunner, both here and in Papua New Guinea. Hope you've enjoyed this piece of history from Beachmere. Until next time.
Karen Warwick, Beachmere author, historian and walking guide, thank you for sharing the story of Clayton's bus service on Morning Magazine today and keeping our community connected.